they would be a coupling pole, went all the way through. Of course, it was jointed, but there was a coupling pole that come from the front wheels to the back and stick out the back. And of course, then they went through some things to support them on the way. Some metal and wood nailed on wood. And it had a bed that you could like gather corn in it. And haul anything. And had to be pretty strong stuff. I remember hearing my daddy buy a wagon from Mr. I spoke about him yesterday. He was, I can't think of the name of the woman he called his wagon, but I remember him telling, made out of second growth hickory.
Pretty tough, is it?
That was tough. Hickory was there was a lot of it up through here then, and got to be a good big tree. And he was bragging on his wagon, of course, and he said made out of second growth hickory.
Mm-hmm. And then the axle.
He claimed his wagon was made out of hickory, all of the whole thing.
What were most of the axles made out of?
Well, there was I reckon it's steel. Mm-hmm. That it was a shell like, and you had a big nut to put it up, screw on this thing, and had to grease them every now and then.
Mm-hmm. And making a lot of noise, huh? What kind of?
You'd have to take that hub off and slip the wheel off and get axle grease. Mm-hmm. You use axle grease on that. And grease it, have a paddle, and grease that spindle, and slip it back, put your nut back. It was a good big thing, and the nut was, mm-hmm. and fit in this spindle. And one fella, they had a cotton gin down that woodland, and one fella he drank a right small. And he come down that at the gin with a load of cotton. And got drunk, lay around, and somebody took the hub off the spindle. And he hadn't gone no peace till he was going. It took him about 3 miles from home. And in that thing, we lived down there then, and I coming up here to work.